Coming now to our big focus on the show this evening, and that is the NEET trauma that continues. Well, after the entire exam chaos, now uncertainty over the counselling dates. Remember, 6th of July was originally the date when the counselling was to begin. Though, of course, that date was notified much before the entire chaos unfolded. And now the government says that the National Testing Agency, or the MCC, the Medical Counselling Committee, never announced the dates. But the fact of the matter is that there's no clarity on when the counselling will begin. In fact, news just coming in, what our reporters are now saying is that the NEET UG counselling is expected to begin in the third week of July. Though, however, there's been no official statement from the National Testing Agency yet. The indication from sources within the National Testing Agency is that they want to wait for the Supreme Court hearing. Remember, it is day after tomorrow, on Monday, the 8th of July, when the Supreme Court will be hearing a bunch of petitions, and that's going to be crucial as well, because remember, a lot of aspirants and candidates had asked for the counselling to be stalled, but many say that honest students are affected if the counselling is indeed stalled or paused. What does it really mean for students? On Left, Right and Centre tonight, we ask, with counselling uncertainty after exam chaos, the future doctors are left in a limbo. Joining me on the show this evening, Sujata Rao, former Health Secretary, Government of India, is with us. Also, Anvi Gupta, a NEET aspirant. I'm also joined by Anvi's father, Naveen Gupta. Harsh Dubey, a NEET aspirant, is also on the panel this evening. Thanks all very much for joining us tonight. Anvi, going across to you first, there's no clarity as far as the NEET counselling is concerned. Many of the students had said that postponing the counselling process would hurt honest students. What is your opinion?
Sir, am I audible to you?
Loud and clear, go ahead.
So the honest students are those students also have scored like 600 to 650 also. But they are out of the race. Like they are getting ranks above 30,000, 40,000, which is not justified. And starting the counseling without solving or without sorting this mess is not justified by the NT also. And NT is not entitled to start the counseling. It is the MCC. And MCC also didn't say anything in the June also that they are going to start on 6th and 6th or if they are going to postpone it. But the NT is entitled, but they are not carrying out this exam flawlessly. They are giving it so much mistakes, but they are not trying it like this.
Absolutely. You make several important points there, Anvi. In fact, you are of the opinion that till the entire chaos and the crisis is resolved, till the time there are clear answers from the testing agency, it's only wise to perhaps delay the counselling process. Anvi's father is also with us, Naveenji. You know, what is your opinion? As a parent, seeing your child struggle like this, and you know, it's not, the onus is not on her to make sure that the exams were conducted in a fair manner. She did her bit. She studied hard for the examination. She has got the results. Despite that, your child's future hangs in the balance. As a parent, what has been your struggle in the past couple of weeks?
Thank you giving us an initiative in speaking.
Yes.
Like we have some points which the NTA has raised in the Supreme Court. The NTA has given the affidavit that the last case confidentiality is not compromised. But हमें लगता है कि जब इतने states के अंदर ये फैला हुआ है, ये बहादुरगढ़, जज्जर, गोधरा, हजारीबाग, पटना, लातूर, झालावाड़, इतने सारे places, इतने सारे states involved होने के बावजूद NTA is claiming कि वो ये बहुत local issues हुए हैं या बहुत कम interest पे हुआ है. और जो ये स्क्रैपिंग की बात कर रहे हैं, स्क्रैपिंग को इसलिए डिनाई नहीं कर रहे क्योंकि क्योंकि उनके लिए जो जेन्युइन स्टूडेंट्स हैं जिनका रैंक कॉम्प्रोमाइज हो चुका है, जैसे 620 जो लोग सिक्योर करे थे वो शायद 58,000 का रैंक है इस टाइम, जो लास्ट ईयर 18,000 रैंक था. और जो 655 से नीचे के रैंक वाले होल्डर्स हैं वो सारे शायद आउट ऑफ द रेस हो चुके हैं. और जो अब ये इसलिए ज्यादा कंफ्यूजन क्रिएट कर रहे हैं कि बहुत स्टूडेंट्स नो रीनीड डिमांड कर रहे हैं, जो वो स्टूडेंट्स हैं जो ऑलरेडी सिक्योर कर चुके हैं एनटीए और पॉलिटिकल नेक्सस की वजह से अपनी सीट कंफर्म करने के लिए, तो इससे बहुत दुख पड़ता है कि हर स्टूडेंट जो जेन्युइन है उसका जो रैंक आना चाहिए था जस्टिफाइड रैंक वो उसको नहीं मिल रहा है. एंड इट्स वेरी हार्ट ब्रेकिंग फॉर एवरी स्टूडेंट टू सी कि जो उससे पुअर स्टूडेंट्स हैं या पुअर परफॉर्मेंस स्टूडेंट्स हैं वो ऑलरेडी रेस में अहेड हैं.
Absolutely. It's very unfair, as you say, and it's heartbreaking to hear, you know, a parent's appeal there, a parent's predicament there. Harsh Dubey, who's also a NEET aspirant, is with us on the panel. Harsh, you've actually been at the forefront. In fact, I've spoken to you multiple times on the ground as well, where you've been leading those protests. In fact, you also met the education minister, if I'm not wrong. You were part of the delegation that met the education minister. Now that the counselling has been virtually postponed, though, of course, the government says that there were no dates announced in the first place, but the fact of the matter is that there is no counseling that was held today. What is your opinion? Do you feel that this is justified given the fact that it's almost clear now that a re-examination for all students will not be held?
बिल्कुल भी जस्टिस नहीं दिया जा रहा है मुझको, क्योंकि प्रॉब्लम क्या है
जी
कि जो 520 से 620 मार्क्स है उस पे पिछली बार 4.3 परसेंट स्टूडेंट्स अपियर हुए थे और इस बार भी 4.29 लगभग थोड़ा सा डाटा कम और हो गया. और जो 620 से 720 है वहां पे 38,000 स्टूडेंट बढ़ जाते हैं. 520 से 620 के बीच में कोई स्टूडेंट नहीं बढ़े हैं, लेकिन 620 से 720 के बीच में 38,000 स्टूडेंट बढ़ जा रहा है. मतलब सारे पढ़ने वाले बच्चे जो है वो 620 से ऊपर ही आ रहे हैं
जी.
वो 520 और 620 के बीच में आ ही नहीं रहा. आप कह रहे हैं कि पेपर जो है लीक, जब ऑल इंडिया लेवल पे हो तो ही मानिएगा कि पेपर को कैंसिल करना चाहिए. अगर एक भी पेपर बाहर आता है तो पेपर लीक ही माना जाएगा, लेकिन आप कह रहे हैं कि ऑल इंडिया लेवल पे हो तो ही आप पेपर को लीक मानिए और वैसे पेपर को कैंसिल मत कीजिए. जबकि कितनी कितनी बार मतलब बताया जा चुका है आपको कि कहां से पेपर लीक नहीं हुआ. जब झज्जर में पेपर रियल वाला हुआ था 5 मई को तो सिर्फ 2 लोग सिक्योरिटी के लिए वहां भेजे गए थे, और जब अभी ये ग्रेस मार्क वाला हुआ है जिसमें सिर्फ 1563 बच्चों का पेपर होना था उसमें 8 लोगों को सिक्योरिटी के लिए वहां भेजा गया है. मतलब आप जो है सिक्योरिटी को पहले टाइम पे बिल्कुल ढीला दे रखे थे ताकि पेपर लीक हो जाए. फिर तो आपने 8 लोगों को वहां पे भेजा हुआ सिक्योरिटी के लिए और सिर्फ 2 लोगों को सिर्फ सिक्योरिटी के लिए भेजा गया. आप इतनी सिक्योरिटी को ढीला कैसे कर सकते हैं कि पेपर निकल जाए. उस टाइम पर आपका एक्शन कहां गया था कि जब पेपर निकल ही ना पाता तो पेपर लीक ही नहीं होता ना. लेकिन आप उस टाइम पे सिक्योरिटी को इतना ढीला कर रखे थे कि बिल्कुल भी सिक्योरिटी थी नहीं कहीं भी.
तो आपका ये कहना है कि कहीं ना कहीं रीनीट ही सोल्यूशन है इस पूरी क्राइसिस का.
क्योंकि आप कैसे उन बच्चों को हटाएंगे जो बच्चे हमसे आगे निकल गए. अगर आप तो या तो फिर 20 से 25 हजार जो बच्चे हमसे आगे निकल गए, बल्कि 38,000 निकल गए हमसे आगे, उनको या तो फिर सारों को हटाओ या फिर आप सिर्फ इतना कह दो कि जो 100-200 बच्चे अंपेयर करके आगे पहुंचे हमने उनको निकलवा दिया, उनको सजा दिलवा दी है. तो 100-200 बच्चे नहीं है भाई वहां, तो बच्चे 20 से 25 हजार है.
Sujata Rao, come in on this, because while of course there's a difference of opinion here, many say that re-NEET is the only solution. There are some students which say that, you know, those who appeared for the examination, honestly, you know, it's unfair on them to conduct a re-examination for all 24 lakh students. But as far as the counselling process is concerned, do you think it would have been wise to go ahead with the counselling process as was originally scheduled, given the fact that there are so many discrepancies and irregularities and a Supreme Court hearing also coming up on Monday?
I think, Vedanta, you've given your reasons. There's no question of counselling till there's a complete clarity on the examination and the ranking, inter-se ranking of students. I mean, you know, you have to remember the implications are huge. What does counselling mean? Counseling is the foundation on which the students get admission into colleges based on the ranks. So the point is that, you know, that those who have, I mean, I don't have any information, but I'm just guessing.
Yes.
Those 67 students who got complete scores, the other set of other school students who got grace marks and got a second chance to take an exam, all these students may have not come through the honest route. They may have got the leaked papers, but they are the ones who are going to get the privilege of joining AIIMS and the best government colleges, which give subsidized medical education. Whereas the honest students who have now, because of this leakage and this kind of malpractice, have probably got lower ranks, will now be stuck going to private colleges and paying huge capitation fees.
So, but you then, ma'am, what is the way forward? Because the central government has almost made it clear that re-NEET is not a possibility. In fact, it was just yesterday that the central government filed an affidavit in the Supreme Court saying that, you know, they are not in favor of a re-examination for all students. So, you know, it's going to be this
the
way.
Point, Vedanta, yeah. Vedanta, the central government will obviously defend its case. And they certainly don't want to be bothered with conducting an exam again. It's the Supreme Court which will have to take a call on this. But the issue is that students have suffered.
Yes.
And I do think those who are meritorious must get their due. And therefore, there is no, they made such a mess all through, including the postponement of counseling and the retesting, the grace marks, and so on and so forth, that I can't imagine how they cannot do a re-NEET again. I mean, you know, it doesn't, it's not a very big issue. You have to conduct it once more. That's true. But it's not as if the students have to spend years and years to study again for the next exam.
Okay.
How do you know that, you know, the students here who are on your panel today may not get a higher rank? How
okay, so the ball is in the Supreme Court, now.
It's
but Naveen ji has
a
point.
And only after that can they go ahead with further counseling or whatever they want to do.
Okay. Naveen ji, aap kuch bolna cha rahe the. Ji, boliye.
Yeah. Vedanta ji, that there is an issue like you are asking about the solutions for it.
Ji.
We are suggesting a solutions like on the basis of showing a chart which we have prepared for. Can we show on the camera? This is the chart of the...
I'm not
which we
sure
have made,
if we'll be able to see exactly what's there in that piece of document. So, aap bataiye humko ki kya, aap kya kehna cha rahe hain. I'm not sure if we'll be able to see that.
Yeah. Last, the thing is, ki we need only actually the last year cutoff was 610 marks was
Yes.
there.
Yes.
Now, the cutoff has reached 655. So, the best thing is, the Supreme can do, the NTA or the center can do it. About the 610 marks with the students which have secured, they can reappear for the NEET examination because they are entitled to get there. Because they have secured already the existing marks according to the system which they have already cleared it. Now, only the problem is in this 610 above marks, the fake students are also being admitted by the political nexus. Then they can be removed out very easily despite being going for everybody this examination because 30 lakhs.
Okay, so that's an important point you're making there because, you know, ultimately it's about solutions. We have to look for solutions at this stage. And Anvi and Harsh, I'd like to come to both of you in the end. Anvi,
only
you know, the fact is that it's about students. It's about those lakhs of students who have been protesting, who've been running from pillar to post demanding a fair examination. What are expectations from the Supreme Court now? As we, you know, as we prepare for that crucial hearing on Monday, because, you know, many of the demands have been conceded to by the government, whether it was a CBI probe or, you know, the sacking of the NTA chief. But what is our expectation of the Supreme Court? Anvi.
Sir, there have been a history of paper leaks. Like in 2015 also there was a paper leak and in 2003 also there was a history of paper leak. And every time the center always denied that the re-examination won't be possible for so many students due to various reasons. So, but each time when the case was being filed in the Supreme Court, all the Supreme Court always gave the judgment of re-examination that no student who has entered or who has made its way using fraud ways and all, so they are not entitled to enter at all. So there have been always an examination, and that's why all people who are very genuine and they are deserving, they know that okay, if re-NEET is the solution, re-NEET is the fair solution, and it will offer the transparency, and it will filter out all the non-deserving candidates and the fraudsters that were involved in it.
Okay, so re-NEET is the only solution.
So there has been a history, that's why students have hopes from the Supreme Court that they will give the judgment of re-NEET.
Okay, so re-NEET is what you're expecting the Supreme Court to sort of rule for. But Harsh, you know, many people jo re-NEET ke against bolte hain, unka ye kehna hai ki jo honest students se jinhone itne saal prepare kiya, unke liye unfair hai. Aur dusri baat ye ki kya guarantee hai ki paper leak phir se nahi hoga?
पेपर लीक फिर से नहीं होगा इसकी गारंटी ये है कि अब की बार सिक्योरिटी टाइट रहेगी। जैसे हमने बोला कि पहले सिर्फ दो लोग प्रोवाइड कराए गए थे जब रियल पेपर हुआ था, लेकिन अब की बार 8 प्रोवाइड कराए गए। तो हर जगह अगर इस तरीके से रेशियो बढ़ेगा 3 गुने तरीके से 4 लगभग 4 times अगर बैंक बढ़ेगा तो फिर पेपर लीक होने का चांस बहुत कम रहेगा और इस बार लोगों को डर भी रहेगा। लेकिन अब जो कह रहा है कि जिन्होंने अपनी ईमानदारी से पेपर दिया है, ऑनेस्टली पेपर दिया है, उनको प्रॉब्लम आ रही। जैसे अगर आप समझें, अगर दिल्ली में किसी एक बस में बम रख दी गई है तो क्या हम सारी बसों को चेक नहीं करेंगे? हम उन बसों को भी चेक करेंगे जो लोग जिन बसों में बम नहीं है, मतलब हम उनको भी उतार उतार के चेक करेंगे जिनके पास कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है, क्योंकि शायद वहां भी हो सकती है। तो इसलिए उन बच्चों का भी चेकिंग दोबारा होगी क्योंकि जिन्होंने पेपर दिया है। अब लोग ये नहीं सोच रहे हैं प्रॉब्लम क्या है। कुछ बच्चे ऐसे हैं जिनके पास बिल्कुल लास्ट मौका है। एक बच्चा मेरे साथ ही प्रोटेस्ट में आता है, ये अनवी भी हमारे साथ प्रोटेस्ट में आती है। अभी इन्होंने परमिशन भी सर ने लिया, जो नवीन सर बैठे हुए हैं, इन्होंने परमिशन भी लिया अगली बार प्रोटेस्ट के लिए अगर हमारे हक में फैसला नहीं आएगा तो। तो कुछ बच्चे ऐसे आते हैं जिनके पास बिल्कुल लास्ट चांस है, मतलब गवर्नमेंट तो तुम्हें अगली बार देने के लिए अलाउ कर रही है लेकिन उनकी फैमिली उनको अलाउ नहीं कर रही कि अगला मौका तुम ले सकते हो। किसी बच्चे के पास ऐसा भी है कि उसके 630 नंबर आ रहे हैं लेकिन उसकी फैमिली अलाउ नहीं कर रही है कि आप अगला एग्जाम दे सको। तो जिनके पास बिल्कुल लास्ट चांस है उनका कौन सोच रहा है? अगर आप तो पढ़ने वाले हैं तो आपको तो सिर्फ एक बार सिलेबस रिवाइज करना है, उसका तो ड्रीम ही मर जाएगा।
ठीक है, दैट्स एन इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट,
नहीं दे पाएगा।
Sujata Rao, you have been a very articulate voice in this entire issue. You have, you know, written all through, you've written very insightful articles on this as well. You know, as somebody who has been in the government earlier, what can the government do now, given the fact that they've ordered a CBI probe, the NTA chief has been sacked? How do they restore the faith in the testing agency? Because ultimately we cannot have a situation where there's a breakdown of trust between the examinees and the examiners.
Well, there is a breakdown of trust, and I think it's in the government's interest to ensure that the trust is restored. The expert committee that is there for studying the reform of NTA will certainly come up with some recommendations. We should wait. But immediately, right now, it's not enough just to sack that poor police officer. I mean, there's a chairman, there's a whole lot. I mean, the whole thing was badly done. Okay. There's not the only exam, so many other exams. So my solution is, I cannot see, as a former health secretary, if I was there, I would have said, do a quick re-neat, and this decision should have been taken immediately instead of wasting so much of time.
Okay, so sacking of the NTA chief is not enough. The government needs to do more clearly. Thanks all very much. Thanks, Anvi, Harsh, Naveen ji, and Sujata ma'am for joining us on the panel this evening. We will continue to track this story very, very closely.